one and stick with you.
Why did you come in?
I don't know. So, Celebrity Big Brother is on. I think it's great television. I'm really enjoying it at the moment. I think it's great. It's just, it's at the worst, it's so cringeworthy. And despite my nasty man image that certain people still think that I have, even though I'm a very lovable creature, if Jodie Marsh doesn't leave before Friday, she is a fool.
She won't.
She has to leave.
She cares too much about what people think about her.
They will boo her so much on Friday. If she gets evicted, they will boo her so badly, it'll be hide behind the cushion television.
Is that what public opinion is then in the this world of Big Brother?
What?
The fact that the vast majority of people don't like her.
Well, let's just...
Because I've seen little bits, but I feel a little bit sorry for her.
She just brings it on herself, but they're all as bad as each other.
He's saying something about me and what I do.
Jodie, darling, please, listen. I was given a great bit of advice years ago when I was the same age as you. In this business, keep your mouth shut and your ears open.
I can't change who I am, and who I am is we to all, say
no,
everything
I can change
feel.
Who you are, because you're not doing
anything.
Why don't you want me? So you think the way you're behaving by saying what you say about others is okay?
I just say what I think.
It's not on, though.
I've got to say, it's fascinating on loads of levels, because Michael Barrymore is basically saying this. Listen, you can't behave like this and expect people then to not have an opinion of you. If you act like a slag, people will call you a slag.
Mm.
If you don't want them to call you a slag, stop behaving like a tart. Just stop doing it. That's what he's trying to say. But he actually says it like this. Shut up. Listen to me, right? Barrymore can't finish a sentence.
Don't slag other people off. For once, just bleed and listen.
Sorry. So it's all a little bit bizarre. Meanwhile, Pete, last night, there's a little bit where everybody's kind of having a go at her. And she handled it very well. And she went... She's kind of going, look, I'm just me. I'm just, you know, whatever. And Tracy goes, that woman who apparently was in Baywatch, but nobody remembers. Daneth. She goes, Jodie, I don't want you to think that we're all ganging up on you, because we're not. We don't hate you. We love you. Everybody here loves you. And you just heard Pete go, I don't. And they went, well, come on. No, don't talk for me. I don't. I think you're a manipulative little bitch. So don't speak on my behalf. I don't like you. And it's just like, oh.
But what she, as I say, excuse my ignorance and treat me like I'm stupid if you will, but what she actually said bad about people.
I know
she's doing the whole thing, you know, this is what I'm like and this is who I am and I don't...
She's been crying a lot and going for the sympathy vote, saying, I don't know why people hate me so much and why do people call me a slag. And then the next breath, she'll be there going, I've got 5,000 polarized of men's... You know, and that... And you just go, well, that's why, Jodie. And she goes, no, that's who I am. And it's just... But that's exactly what's happening. But the arguments got so lost, right, that, you know, everyone's just kind of shouting at each other. And then people have disliked other people, and so talk got completely out of hand.
I think they all need to go to bed.
Get up together. That's what Jodie would love.
Get up the next
day. One big celebrity orgy.
Start being nice to each other again. But the thing with Jodie Marsh is that she is so bothered about what people think about her that she wants people to like her. And I think,
why did you come in?
I came in here to show the real me.
Oh, well, fabulous. You've done a great job of it, and you can't face the real you. Because in 10 years, you're going to look back at a replay of this and think, oh, my
God.
No,
I won't. I'm not ashamed of anything I've done in my life. Not ever. I don't have regrets. I don't believe in having regrets.
She just seems to say things.
Isn't she being bullied a little bit?
She is being bullied a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, because it seems, you know, it seems in a layman's point of view, that Pete Burns and Barrymore are both sort of ganging up on her to an extent, and they're not going to let her off with anything.
They tried to help her, but they didn't go about it the right way, and therefore it's all got completely lost. So now the argument is just, it's kind of disappeared a little bit. It's very odd, but it is great television.
Last night was so funny.
I'm going to stick up for Jodie then.
You are a wicked person.
I'm not.
The facts are, that you have turned that young girl who was a perfect angel just a few days ago into your accomplice.
Her.
Yeah, into your accomplice. You are a wicked person.
George doesn't like you.
Jody, what?
Oh, hang on, let me chop that off.
Jody, what? Jody,
right. Dave.
What?
Why don't you ask yourself a simple question? Why is everyone saying this about you?
Do you know what? Honestly, yeah. I have no idea.
Why did you come in?
Anyway. Davina will be on the show tomorrow. She's live in the studio. The beautiful Davina McColl. I might do her fitness DVD today.
Do you know, I was looking for a copy of it, but I haven't got one.
Got last year's one. If
I thought
want
I had one on my desk, but I haven't.
Last year's is still good.
I've got last year's. It's still in its wrapper.
If I get a chance, I'll do it today.
Alad, come in here a second. Just put your headphones on. Cook as you like.
I don't know you're walking in.
Just put your headphones on.
Yeah.
Why did you come in?
There you go.
Because you're wrong about Jodie. Don't start feeling sorry for her.
No,
she's vulnerable.
I am right.
That?
I am right, though. I know.
No,
No, hang on. I'm the one sticking up for Jodie.
Yeah, but I'm saying she's come in. She's cried a lot, going, "Why do people hate me?" Because I want people to see the real me. And then she starts acting like a tart. Doesn't understand why people call her a tart. And the argument was, you have to stop behaving like that, and then people will stop quoting you there. But it somehow got lost.
I've got no problem with her acting like a tart. I've got a problem with her absolutely attacking other people in the house. And when they attack back, she starts crying, saying, "Why'd you bully me?" That's what I have a problem with. I have a problem with her standing up late at night, talking about Michael Barrymore,
slagging him off,
which he hears because he's in bed, and then getting upset with her. I have a problem with her being two-faced.
Do you not think they're ganging up on her a little bit?
No, they're trying to say to her, stop slagging other people off in this house. We all know you're doing it, and stop attacking other people if you can't take it.
Why did you come in?
And I have a problem with her.
If anybody walks in on me when I'm in the bath or the shower, I'll kill them.
Yeah, they're all right.
I like that one.
We're not talking to
that
you.
That would be me.
So anyway.
Oh, by the way, George Galloway has a message for you.
Does he?
You are a wicked person.
I can't wait to meet him.
Alan will be walking in with a copy of The Economist under his arm.
Oh, I've been reading up on it on the tube on the way in this morning. I know, I've got my facts ready.
You're so sad. Anyway, so Davina on the show tomorrow. If you'd like to ask Davina a question about Big Brother, or if you want to ask her a fitness question, because we're still being fabulous on Radio 1 and doing all the detox crap. 81199 is the number, is the text number, and start your message with the word
Davina.
D-A-V-I-N-A.
Tell them how to spell it.
They won't know.
D-A-V-I-N-A.
Some of them.
I-N-A. So
there you go.
Fitness questions and Big Brother questions.
Text us your message in to Davina. Davina, and then your name and your question, where you're from. 81199. Thank you. And she'll be on the show tomorrow. When?
8 o'clock.
Is she here for an hour?
She is, yes.
It's Davina McColl. Is she here till 9? She hizzle, you little bizzle.